And again, it is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT, Labor Day, Labor Afternoon. And I want to say something about this, further about the Afghanistan business, the evacuation, because it's being, and I said it last week, but I think it's worth repeating. We're told by Biden that 120,000 people were removed in 17 days, and which is really significant amount of people. And but the media do not want to tell us something that is just a matter of the record, is that that was done because the Taliban, the new leaders of Afghanistan, were cooperating with the American government, assisting them in the removal of not American citizens only, but of personnel and friends and family. And this should be stressed. And I'll tell you why. I want to read something that I want to discuss how the Chinese, the Iranians, and the Russians have a part in this. And the importance of playing straight, the importance of playing honest, importance of trying to save the country of Afghanistan further suffering. And further suffering is on the way. As I read the news and listen to the commentators licking their chops, they say, oh, there's going to be hunger. They don't have any money because we froze their money. The IMF is holding Afghan money. And there's going to be all these problems coming. And you have the American government, Mr. Blinken, Blinken and Biden, saying, we're going to, you know, the Taliban have to prove themselves. Well, no, the invader was the United States. They were the invader. They knocked over an existing government. They made themselves the neocolonial rulers. They made themselves the bosses. They tried to appoint people, and they tried to make Afghanistan do as they wanted. And they stayed 20 years, and thousands and thousands and thousands of Afghanis lost their lives and their livelihood. Villages burned, all the usual thing that go with imperialist expeditions into countries which they wish to master. Now they couldn't master it. And for the time being, they've decided to withdraw. And they have the umbrage to say, oh, we're going to wait to see how they behave. Well, it's more important how the US behaved, and the UK and the EU, all of whom, none of them doubt themselves that they are in the land of the righteous, and they test other people. So, but there are other people. There are not only the Afghani people, who have suffered enough, thank you very much. But there's also neighboring countries, and they have suffered very much because of this intervention by Western powers, led by the United States and Canada, bark, 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 bringing up the rear. That's where the criminality is, and they have no moral position to be judging anybody. But if you follow the media, they have the demonization of the Taliban so much on their brain that they have failed to report the story properly. Russia, Iran, the United States, and China, and Pakistan, India, all have been talking for more than a year, for years, to the Taliban. And it was this departure, which everyone finds so wonderful, so dramatic and hand-wringing about, was choreographed, organized by particularly the United States in conjunction with the Taliban. But the US, being a prideful, arrogant state, couldn't properly say that, which added to the chaos, because the idea was that people are running for their lives and they're gonna, if they go to the airport, they might die because the Taliban. It was the Taliban who was letting them through the line in conjunction with the Americans. That was worked out. And it's true that not everybody got to go through. And it's true that there's problems, but this was not a shared responsibility. Instead, the Americans and our media have been turning this into a story about, oh, they must have let you down, or those people you can't deal with. They were dealing with them. They have to continue to deal with them. But the attitude has to change. And we're not getting anything from our parties, the New Democrats, the Liberals, anybody. We're not getting anything from them about correcting our conduct, the conduct of Canada involved in imperialist exercises all over the world, which has to be brought to a close. A new language needs to be adopted. And I want to read something from the Chinese foreign ministry was talking. I happen to agree with this. And I'll pick up the story right here from Mr. Wang Wenbin. And he says, China is always opposed. Here's what he's addressing. He's addressing the UN resolution, which said, Taliban now have to do the following things or we're not gonna be happy. China did not vote for that. And they said, China is opposed to forcefully pushing for resolution by any sponsor when disagreements still exist among parties based on our considerations. And China has, so we abstained from that vote. Further, fundamental changes have taken place in the domestic situation in Afghanistan. Any action taken by the Security Council, including the timing, should help to erase the conflict and ease the conflict instead of causing it to flare up, and should facilitate a smooth transition rather than plunge the country back into chaos. The recent chaos in Afghanistan is directly related to the hasty and disorderly withdrawal of foreign troops. We hope that the relevant countries will realize the fact that withdrawal is not the end of responsibility, but the beginning of reflection and correction. Relevant countries should learn from the lessons, truly respect the sovereignty, independence, territorial integrity of Afghanistan, and genuinely respect the rights of the Afghan people to determine their own future. It is hoped that relevant countries will effectively change the wrong practice of imposing their own models on others and change the hegemonic practice of imposing sanctions or even using force at every turn. The US and some other Western countries should provide Afghanistan with urgently needed assistance for the economy, livelihood, and humanitarian needs, help Afghan people overcome difficulties as soon as possible, and embark on the path of peace and reconstruction at an early date. What they should not do is to simply take to their heels and leave a mess behind in Afghanistan and the region. The recent terrorist attacks in Kabul once again prove that the war in Afghanistan did not achieve the goal of eliminating terrorist groups in Afghanistan. Countries should follow international law and Security Council resolutions and resolutely combat international terrorist organizations such as the East Turkestan Islamic Movement, the Islamic State, and the Al-Qaeda through cooperation. On the issue of counterterrorism, there must not be any double standard or selective approach. I couldn't agree more. This is a member of the Security Council. This is a country of 1.4 billion people. It is immediately interested because it's a close party to this business, as are the others. And that is what is required. cooperation. That is not what we are getting. I mean, already the foundation for some type of new economic aggression, already sanctions, the word sanctions is already coming from Washington. You can bet that the Canadian Parliament, like a jack-in-the-box puppet, is going to immediately do the same thing, as calling for sanctions against a country which has a new leadership. They had a war, and the group that was imposed on the Afghan people by Washington, Ottawa, Berlin, London, Paris, that was a phony, shallow group. They got beat. They had 300,000 soldiers on paper, and they disappeared. So the Afghan people do not deserve at this time to be treated this by people who are going to be advocating sanctions, judging Taliban. The states in the region who should be leading in this matter, the states in the region should be take the lead, and we should listen. But because of ideology, anti-Muslim ideology, anti-communist ideology, legends, myths about how we represent the highest, most politically advanced people on earth, those things are dragging us down. We're behaving like a 19th century British escapade. Boris Johnson embraces the idea of that. He wants to see the British come back. If we actually believe in democracy, if we believe in the institution, the United Nations, if we believe in international law, then we have to do the right thing. And it means cooperate. It means mutual respect. And I was very happy to read the words of the Chinese foreign ministry. I'm sorry if that offends ears. They happen to make more sense than Mr. Blinken. They make a lot more sense than Donald Trump, a lot more sense than Joe Biden, because they never advocated the invasion of the country and the destruction of that country in the first place. So this has been Labor Day, the Taylor Report, CIUT. See you next week.